Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, today on the podcast, I want to look at Mark chapter 12. In Mark chapter 12, a lot of religious leaders keep throwing questions at Jesus. And honestly, they didn't really want the answer. They were trying to trip him up and trying to get him to contradict himself so that they could accuse him. Well, one of the religious leaders was actually impressed by the way Jesus handled himself. So he asked from this place of honesty, Jesus, out of all the commandments, which is the most important? Now, the reason why that's a great question, there's a lot of reasons, but one reason is because these religious leaders basically went through the entire Old Testament. They came up, obviously, with the Ten Commandments, but then they looked for every other rule, every other code, every other regulation, and there were at least 613 of them. So this religious leader is thinking about 613 out of those, which is the most important? It's a question of priority. Well, when Jesus responds, he responds by putting two pieces of scripture together, one from Deuteronomy and one from Leviticus. And he says, here's the most important commandment. He says, listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is one and the only Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. That's a lot of alls. And then he goes on and says, and the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. Now, this was shocking when Jesus said this, but this religious leader acknowledges it. He says, Jesus, that's well said. I know that we should love God. I know that it's important for me to love my neighbor as myself. And listen to what Jesus thinks and says in verse 34. It says, realizing how much this man understood, Jesus said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. He says, you're not far from the kingdom. I think many people in our day, when they hear that and hear Jesus say that the scribe is not far, it's almost like they think Jesus says, you're not close at all. It might as well have been miles away. But that's not the way Jesus saw him. Jesus, I think, saw this heartfelt honesty, that there is some sort of disposition about him that won Jesus' heart. He had all the qualities of a good disciple, and Jesus essentially invites him to take the next step. He invites him by saying, you are right on the verge of the kingdom. You understand that God loves you and that you must love him. You are so close to salvation. And I think maybe you, many of us listening to this podcast today, might be on the border of the kingdom. There's some people that are close to Jesus. They're within earshot of the message. They're a stone's throw away from change. They've got a soft heart. They're thoughtful. They're receptive, but they're not quite there yet. And so today, what I want to do is just show you what are some of those signs that maybe you are not far from the kingdom. The first one is you're acquainted with the gospel. In other words, you see the influence of the work of God all around you. Maybe it's in the life of your praying mom, or maybe it's a dad who's been faithful, or maybe it's through the testimony of some of your friends. But at one time or another, you've attended a church service, you've heard scripture, and at any moment you were close, but not quite there. A second sign is that you have great admiration for Jesus. In other words, there have been moments that you've been stirred by the message of Jesus, but we're not saved by that kind of view. We're only saved by repenting and believing in him, and it takes something more than admiration to pierce through the depths of our heart. It's an indication that we're close, but maybe not close enough. A third sign is when we're intellectually convinced. Many people have sought Jesus, they've thought about him, they've studied him, and they've found his claims to be true, but they have not let those words sink down into their heart. And with that moment, that would be the thing that helps them cross the line, but still, they're close, but not close enough. The last one is that we're deeply stirred. There's every sign that the emotions have been touched, but not the conscience. And so because of that, the heart remains hardened. It's dangerous to be impressed with Jesus and never decide to follow him. So my question today, has there ever been a moment that you've crossed the line? Has there ever been a moment that the truth of what Jesus taught about loving God and loving others has dropped out of your head and into your heart? Has there been a moment that you've committed? Has there been a moment that you've entered his kingdom? If not, it's certainly great to know about him, but knowing about him without following him would leave us in the same boat as the scribe of not being far from the kingdom. My prayer is that you would take a next step towards Him today. And hey, if there's anything we can do to help you as part of that process, drop me an email today at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.